These are challenging times, but you don't have to navigate them alone. Welcome to How Can I Help? I'm Dr. Gail Saltz. I'm a clinical associate professor of psychiatry at the New York Presbyterian Hospital, a psychoanalyst, and best-selling author. And I'm here every week to answer your most pressing questions, hopefully with understanding, insight, and advice. Jealousy is an emotion that all of us experience at some time or another. That's why today I'm answering a question about jealousy and how it can harm a relationship. It's quite normal to feel wishes to have more of your loved one to yourself, and possibly to not like it when they appear to be devoting their time and attention to someone else. People who feel very secure in themselves and really like themselves tend to feel less jealous of others and less possessive of their partners. People who have had abandonment and betrayal in their lives can feel overwhelmed by jealousy, as can children who felt left by a parent's divorce or parents who were otherwise emotionally unavailable. If you saw infidelity in your growing up, you may feel afraid that your partner will cheat too, even if they give you no cause to feel this way. If deep down you feel you are not really a desirable person or a partner, then you may always think, I've got to hold on to them and keep control, or they might leave me. There are two jealous scenarios that will erode and eventually destroy a relationship. One is when you feel constantly jealous of your partner, and the other is when they are always jealous towards you. Trying to control who your partner sees and talks to is not only impossible, it is smothering. Sadly, many men and women live in fear of his or her mate straying, and even feel threatened when they spend time with their friends. Some people also feel jealous of work because it's another place their partner attends to rather than to them. What drives this insatiable jealousy? Insecurity. It is the woman's belief if he is not thinking of her every moment, then he doesn't love her as much as she loves him. She may feel vulnerable and afraid of being hurt or abandoned. Some women struggle with the intensely jealous husband, one who tries to control her every move. This lack of trust and need to constantly prove your love and their centrality to you can be exhausting and eventually produces the opposite effect. Eventually, she wants nothing more than to get away from him and be free, which makes him even more controlling. As you can see, it's a vicious cycle and often one that ends the marriage. Sometimes a partner who constantly accuses the other one of cheating will actually drive them to an affair. After all, if they're going to do the time, they figure, they might as well do the crime. So with that in mind, let's get to my question and see. How can I help? Dear Dr. Saltz, I've been in a relationship with my boyfriend for 3 years. Most of the time, things are pretty great between us. But one thing is a big problem. I often feel jealous of any time or attention he spends with any other woman. He has never cheated on me, to the best of my knowledge, but he is an outgoing person, something I like, and he had some female friends when we met. I find myself getting upset, suspicious, and even mad when he talks to them or texts them or sees any of them. I feel insecure and like he might suddenly prefer one of them over me. Our only arguments have revolved around me getting mad if he is friendly to a woman, and him then getting angry at me that I'm too controlling and why don't I trust him? I've had this problem in past relationships, So I'm starting to think that really, the problem might be with me being too jealous. What can I do to work on this so I don't ruin my relationship? Well, it's a good sign, actually, that you recognize that you're having a problem with jealousy. Many a jealous person has difficulty even seeing that the issue might lie within them, as opposed to being completely external and due to their partner. That being said, in some circumstances, doubts and feelings of jealousy are piqued by behavior of the partner. And this is your mind's way of telling you that the foundation of trust in your relationship may be being rocked. For example, if your partner has taken to openly flirting with others, or if they're hiding get-togethers that they weren't hiding before, if there's an unusual amount of unaccounted for time, unaccounted for new behavior, and a withdrawal from you. But you mention none of this. And perhaps most importantly, you mention that this has been an issue for you in past relationships, one that has harmed past relationships. Now, it's true that some women, particularly those that grew up with infidelity between their parents, might repetitively choose partners that have a propensity to cheat. But you don't mention any of that. Instead, you have the feeling that you have a struggle with jealousy. And it's often correct to listen to that little voice in your head telling you something about yourself. So let me explain methods of tackling your own green-eyed streak. Getting control of your jealousy does not mean getting control of your partner. It means getting a handle on yourself. So first, think about uncovering where it came from. Where was your jealousy born? Did your dad leave after a divorce? Or was your older sibling the clear favorite of your mother, making for sibling jealousy? Did your last spouse cheat on you? Figure out the situation that led you to feel so insecure about any partner. Give thought to the ways in which this past trauma or difficulty may be informing your current insecurity, and the ways in which today's events are in reality unrelated to these past events. By understanding your past stories, you can change your current thinking. How can I help with Dr. Gail Saltz? We'll be back after this short break. Secondly, look at your self-confidence. If you don't love yourself, how can you really believe anyone else would? Why don't you like yourself? And think about how to make changes in your self-view or see yourself more accurately and more positively. This will make an impact on your feelings of jealousy. Thirdly, if your partner is actually modeling the jealousy too, and you are reacting in kind, that could be the culprit. In that case, you want to stop enabling them. If it's your partner who is jealous, don't allow the control that they're exerting. When you operate under their strict control, you tend to feel angry and resentful, and act that out in ways that makes them even more insecure. So tell them calmly and nicely, for example, not during a fight, that you love them, but it is they that have the problem and you are not going to operate under a lock and key. Also, tell your partner you want to work on jealousy in the relationship and that behaving towards each other with mutual trust, respect, and mutual confidence building is important to you. Tell him the things that you find undermining. For example, if he is flirting with other women, and how you will make it a point to not do the same thing you're asking him not to do. And lastly, set fair ground rules. Everyone needs friends and interests outside their relationship. So discuss this openly and honestly with your partner and make some compromises about how much time you will spend with them and letting them spend time with their friends and their outside interests. Do not force them to sneak around to have time with friends. This will only make your partner go further underground, and that will only make you more suspicious and jealous. The more open, transparent, and upfront that you both can be, the better. I hope that was helpful. There are two different views about both the origins of jealousy and the differences between men and women experiencing jealousy. One school of thought is that jealousy is an adaptive evolutionary mechanism. Researchers in this camp have found that men tend to be more jealous about sexual infidelity, whereas women are more disturbed by emotional infidelity. Their reasoning is that men needed to know that their work done to feed and protect their mate was actually propagating their genes and not some other man's. Women, on the other hand, needed to hold on to a man's emotional love in order to be fed and protected and sheltered. Another group of researchers found that there was more of a difference between different cultures among men and women than between men and women. This group found both men and women to be most jealous over sexual infidelity, both. And they think that jealousy is far more influenced by a person's societal and family experiences, as I alluded to earlier, and that evolution does not dictate jealous feelings. Wherever jealousy originates, there is no question that it can be both adaptive, by alerting one to the risk of their partner straying and causing them to work at deterring that behavior, and it can be destructive, by inducing angry, attacking behavior that might drive your partner away. It's all a matter of how jealous you actually are. Do you have a problem I can help with? If so, email me at howcanihelp@senecawomen.com. All senders remain anonymous. And listen every Friday to How Can I Help? With me, Dr. Gail Salt.